الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In our previous classes we have been discussing the definition and the interpretation and the proper explanation about iman, and we have seen that in general the word al-iman, this affair of al-iman, it consists of the entire religion, inwardly and outwardly. That is from those terms that are concise and they have a vast meaning, and many ideas and many issues and affairs are included in this one term whenever it's mentioned alone. So therefore, to summarize, the entire religion of Al-Islam is included in Al-Iman, inwardly and outwardly. It consists of statements on the tongue and actions on the body parts, and likewise a creed and belief in the heart, as well as actions of the heart. And the author, he has mentioned a number of affairs to clarify this, and then he began mentioning evidences. Rahimahullahu ta'ala began mentioning evidences from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to clarify this affair. In our previous class, we had read the first evidence that the author, he had mentioned. In our previous class, we read the first evidence that the author, he had mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and is the narration with regards to the sweetness of faith. And it is the narration with regards to the clarification that al-iman, it has a sweetness in the heart. And this is the point of the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala, to begin in this manner. Beginning from the interpretation and from the explanation and the definition of faith, is that it has a sweetness in the heart. Is that it has a sweetness in the heart. And that it is found by fulfilling these rites that are mentioned in that narration. And the foundation of that, and that which comes first and foremost, is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to love His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To love Allah more than one loves everything and anything, and to love for the sake of Allah, and to love what Allah loves, and whom Allah loves subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise to detest everything that is contrary to that. To detest everything that is in conflict and contrary to that. This is the foundation to that. This is the foundation of faith, as the author, he has mentioned. And also it's clear from that narration as well that the people of Al-Iman, they are not all the same level with regards to tasting that sweetness. Some of them, they taste it often, and some of them, they taste it fewer than that. And some of them, they rarely taste the sweetness of faith, although they have faith. And this is because of a weakness in their faith and a sickness in their heart. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So we see the point of the author. But this affair is very important to realize that al-mahabba, as the author, he mentioned, aslu al-iman. And if we understand what he means here, the interpretation of al-iman, meaning aslu al-deen, the foundation of the religion, the foundation and the reality of al-Islam, mahabbatullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, to love Allah and to show preference to the love of Allah and that which Allah loves, and to love for His sake, and to love for His sake subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this necessitates to have an allegiance for Him and for His sake subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to detest and avoid and stay away from and dislike everything that is contrary to that, and everything that Allah detests and dislikes, and everything that is contrary to faith and to al-Islam. This is what is incumbent. So again, he mentioned aslu al-iman mahabbatullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. The foundation of faith is to love Allah. And this is the reality of al-Islam. The reality, haqiqatu al-Islami mahabbatullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Akmal anwa' al-mahabba. Akmal anwa' al-mahabba. To love Allah, akmal anwa' al-mahabba. To love Allah, the most complete type of love. And the most perfect type of love, meaning to love Him more than anything. But also along with that, أَكْمَلَ أَنْوَاءَ الْخُضُوعِ وَالذُّلِ. Also the most complete and perfect type of submission and humbleness and humility. And this is the reality of ibadah. And this is the reality of al-Islam. And this is the reality of Millat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the one who turns away from the Millah of Ibrahim, the deen of Ibrahim, then he is the one who has truly fooled. He has fooled his own soul and he has lost his own soul. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That no one turns away from the way of Ibrahim except for the one who has befooled his own soul and lost his own soul. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Ibrahim in this life and in the hereafter he's from the righteous. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Whenever his Lord said to him, أَسْلِمْ. And he submit and surrender with love and submission and tawheed and obedience and compliance with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, verily I surrender and submit to the Lord of the worlds. So this is the affair about Islam. It is, حُبٌّ كَامِلٌ وَذُلٌّ تَامٌ. This is the reality of the deen. It is complete and perfect love coupled with complete and perfect submission and surrender. Like this, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he has given the definition of al-ibadah, or al-ta'abud, or al-ubudiyah, and he said that it is ghayatul hubbi ma ghayati al-dhulli wal-khudu, to the peak or the epitome, the highest level of love. The highest level of love along with the highest level of submission and humbleness and humility. And the one who loves something or someone, but he does not submit to him entirely and comply to him in humbleness and humility and entirety, he's not a slave to that thing. And the one who complies to something or surrenders to him and submits, but he does not love him, the complete and perfect love, then he's not a slave to that thing. The reality of al-ubudiyah and servitude and slavery and to be a slave for something is to have these affairs coupled. And this is why we were created. This is why we were created. Allah, He created the creations for ubudiyah, so that we can worship Him. And that's what it means to love Him, the peak and the epitome of love, more than everything besides Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to surrender and to submit to Him with humbleness and humility. And the one who couples these affairs here in this manner, he will be a slave. He will be a true slave. And in this manner, the religion of al-Islam, submission and surrender, can be actualized and fulfilled. الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد والانقياد له بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله. الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد, to surrender and to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to surrender and to submit to Him with tawheed. You need to single Him out with love. To single Him out with love and hope and fear and trust and reliance. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this manner, to single Him out with tawheed, to attach the heart to Him alone with all of these affairs. وَالْإِنْقِيَادُ لَهُ بِالطَّاعَةِ, and to comply to him with obedience, by obeying his and complying to his commandments subhanahu wa ta'ala, and avoiding and staying away from his prohibitions subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْبَرَاءَةُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَأَهْلِهِ, and to be free from الشِّرْك and his people. And if we ponder now and think about this definition, and many of us, alhamdulillah, we memorize this definition. Who knows where this definition is found? Which text? Huh? Surah Thalatha. Naam al-Islam. Wa huwa al-istislamu lillahi bil-tawheed. Wa al-inqiyadu lahu bil-ta'a. Wa bara'atu min al-shirki wa ahlihi. And this is the means, the one who fulfills this properly, he will taste the sweetness of faith. He will taste the sweetness of faith. The one who submits to Allah with tawheed, meaning he loves Allah and the Messenger more than anything else, and he singled out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love and servitude and submission and humbleness and humility and trust and reliance and fear and hope. And then he likewise singled out the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with following and taking him as a role model and complying to his commandments sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then at this time he will love what Allah loves. And what Allah loves, He has commanded that. And he will avoid what Allah detests. And what Allah detests, He has forbidden that. So therefore, he will have al-qiyadu lillahi bil-ta'ah. And then likewise, he will be afraid to ever do anything that's contrary to that. He would rather be cast in the fire than do anything that's contrary to that affair, losing his Islam and losing his tawheed and losing his deen and losing his faith. And this requires a bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahlihi. So therefore, I need to actualize these affairs and to realize these affairs, first and foremost, to visualize them and to know them and to see how they, yani, can be performed properly. This is, yani, the benefit of learning the definition in this detail. Learning the definition in this detail. And because this is the reality about Islam, and the reality of ibadah, and the reality of servitude and worship, and the reality of the deen of Allah, and the reality of faith, yani loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and surrendering to Him, and submitting to Him with humbleness and humility, this is why a shirk is the greatest sin. And this is why a shirk is a sin that Allah, He does not forgive. And the reality likewise of shirk is associating partners with Allah in, in al-mahabba, in love, in love, in love. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كُحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. From mankind there are people that take rivals and idols and objects of worship along with Allah, and they love them as they love Allah. But those who believe they love, they're more severe in the love of Allah. They're more severe in the love of Allah. Those people who worshipped the pagans in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they did not believe that their idols created or provided or sustained. They didn't believe that they didn't associate partners with their with Allah and their idols in this affair. Rather, it was with love. They loved their idols. They loved the way of their forefathers. They had love for that, and that love was preceded the love of Allah. And this was the reality of their shirk. And this is why Allah mentioned about them on the day of resurrection that they would say to Allah, إِن كُنَّا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ إِذْ نُسَوِّيكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Verily, we swear by Allah that we were in clear misguidance whenever we made equals with you, any of their idols, with the Lord of the worlds. What did they make equals with? They made Allah equal with their idols in khalq, rizq, tadbir, in creation, in providing, in sustaining, in what? And love. And this is the reality. This is why they complied to their idols, and they hoped in their idols, and they called on their idols, and they invoked their idols, and they slaughter for their idols, and they seek to draw near to their idols, even though they claim to seek near to seek closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, this is the reality of al-Islam, is complete love. Love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and love of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and loving what Allah loves, and loving whom Allah loves, and then detesting everything that's contrary to that, and detesting anything that would negate that or bring deficiency to that. This is the reality about Islam, and this requires submission completely. Love and complete submission. Love and complete submission. So the author, he continues now that we see the foundation of faith is love. And that faith, al-Iman, it has a sweetness in the heart, and it's found in this manner. It's found in this manner, showing preference to the love of Allah, and to the love of what Allah loves, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the author, he's continuing to clarify and detail the issue of al-Iman. He says, وَكَذَلِكَ فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ. And also in al-Sahihayn, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-Iman bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba, a'laha qawlu la ilaha illallah, وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. That the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-Iman, sincere and true faith, it is 70 some odd branches. It is 70 some odd branches. The highest of those branches is the statement, La ilaha illallah. And the lowest of those branches is to remove some harm from the path. And chastity and shyness or bashfulness is a branch from faith. So this hadith here is a great narration and the clarification, interpretation of al-Iman. And it's known to the people of knowledge as hadith al-Shu'ab. Hadith al-Shu'ab. It's the hadith of the branches of faith. So now we can see this hadith likewise is clarifying the text that the author, the ayah that the author, he's basing this work on. He's basing this work on. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْوُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْوُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. That this good word, this good statement, this creed, and this that's in the heart of a believer, it has a foundation that is firm, and its branches are high in the sky. So therefore, the reality of al-Iman is that it has branches. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's mentioning here 70 some odd branches. Now, it's important and beneficial now to remember that which has preceded. That which the Shaykh has discussed, rahimahullah, and he, before this, will help us to understand, because now he's interpreting, and he's clarifying the interpretation of faith, and the interpretation in that which he has mentioned before, that faith is a statement on the tongue, and actions on the body parts, and it is likewise a statement of the heart, and actions of the heart, as well as actions of the body parts. All of this has preceded. These narrations here, they're clarifying that. These narrations here, they're clarifying that. That faith that's in this manner, when it's performed properly, it will have a sweetness. And that the people, they vary in that. Likewise, that faith, in this manner, it has branches. Rather, 70 some odd branches. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam now is mentioning that there's the highest level and the lowest level. The highest level and the lowest level. What is the highest level? What is the high? Now, what is the? But what is the wording of the Prophet? Qawlu. La ilaha illallah. What do we learn from this? Qawl. What is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referring to now? Qawl. La ilaha illallah. What do we say about the qawl? Qawlu al-qalbi wa qawlu al-lisan. So the highest branch of faith is the statement, La ilaha illallah. The statement of the tongue only? La. What is intended here? Which has preceded is that when the qawl is mentioned alone by itself in general, it refers to the qawl of the heart and the qawl of the tongue. The statement of the heart and the statement of the tongue. Because the statement La ilaha illallah on the tongue without the heart would not benefit a person if he did not know what it means and believe that in his heart. If he did not know what it means and believe that in his heart. With إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون. They stated that Allah, he mentioned about the hypocrites, that verily whenever they come to you and they say that, they bear witness that you are the messenger of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, he knows that you're the messenger of Allah. Verily, Allah, he knows that you're the messenger of Allah, and Allah bears witness that the hypocrites are liars. So they're saying it with their tongue, but they don't believe it in their hearts, so they're liars. They're lying. We understand that. So it will not benefit them. So likewise, this is what is intended. This is what is intended, to say it with the tongue and to say it with the heart. So what is included here in this first highest level? The highest level is to make the statement of the tongue and the statement of the heart that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. So what is included here from the definition of iman is qawlu al-qalbi wa qawlu al-lisan. Qawlu al-qalbi wa qawlu al-lisan. Adnaha, the lowest level. The lowest level, or the lowest of those branches, imatatu al-adha an-tariq, to remove some harm from the path. To remove some harm, some trash, something harmful, any that's in the path of the believers. It's in the path of the people. To move that out of their way. To pick up the trash. To remove something harmful that's in the road. A tree fell in the road, or a tire is in the road, or something fell off somebody's car in the highway, or whatever the case may be, or in the parking lot, or even in the masjid. Somebody left some trash on the ground, or some bottles on the ground. Removing all of these affairs, this is the lowest level of faith. So the one who does that for the sake of Allah, this is faith, and this is iman. This is faith and this is iman. So this is the lowest level here, to remove some harm or some trash or something that is harmful in the path of the people, to remove that for the sake of Allah. And what is this considered here? Huh? This is amalu al-jawarih. Amalu al-jawarih. This is actions of the body part, the one who moves the trash, the one who moves the harmful thing out of the path, out of the road, out of the way. Right? What does he do? For example, in the house, a child left a toy right on the step. One of the children left a toy right on the step. Maybe father could come home, Abu could come home, or mother or another family member, or even that same child, maybe not see it and slip on that toy and fall on the stairs. So therefore, to see that and move it is iman. To see that and to move it is iman. Is iman. Something in the kitchen is out of place. So something in the kitchen is out of place. A knife is in a place where the spoon should be. Sharp knife, for example, somehow got in a place where the spoon should be. What do you do? Leave it there for your mother to come in a rush to fix you your food and cut her fingers. La, you move it. You put it where it goes. Remove that harm out of the way, and this is faith. But a believer at this time, he has to remember Allah. And he has to do it for the sake of Allah. This is iman. These are all actions of the body parts. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying clearly that this is iman. Al-iman bil umma 70 shu'ba, a'laha qawlu la ilaha illallah wa adnaha imatat al-adha 'an at-tariq. That iman is 70 some odd branches. The highest level is this statement, and with the tongue and the heart, there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And the lowest branch is to remove some harm from the path, from the way. To remove some harm from the way, something harmful from the way. And then he mentions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-haya'u shu'batun min al-iman. And chastity or bashfulness, shyness, is a branch of faith. Is a branch of faith. Where is that at? This is amalu al-qalb. Amal al-qalb. Haya is from the actions of the heart. It's from the actions of the heart. So this narration here clarifies the statement of the heart, the statement of the tongue, the actions of the heart, and the actions of the body parts. This narration here truly clarifies al-iman and is a great proof for the madhab, which is correct and truthful, and the way of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, that al-iman qawlun bil lisan wa i'tiqadun bil jinan wa 'amalun bil jawarih wal arkan yazidu bi ta'ati ar-rahman wa yanqusu bi ta'ati ash-shaytan. This is the reality of faith. This is clarified here. Does anybody have a question about that? They don't understand this narration. This narration has many benefits. From the benefit that we want now is to see this. To see that how faith, how iman consists of all of these affairs from this narration. Everybody sees that. Everybody could go home tonight and explain this to their wife, this narration. The creed of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that al-iman is statement and action and belief and creed and actions of the heart. And the proof is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that hadith of Abi Hurairah, known as the hadith of the branches of faith. And he can explain that to his child. He can explain that to his wife. This is clear. And that's the fruit that is hoped, yani, that we learn from these classes. That we learn the foundation of our faith and the basis of our deen. And we're able to raise ourselves properly, yani, upon this way. We're able to grow that tree. We're able to see now how to cultivate that tree in ourselves and in our loved ones. And we don't want to just, after this class, we leave it and go behind. La, we want to understand this affair and take it into our homes and bring faith into our homes and bring faith into and cultivate the tree inside the heart of our heart, of our wives and of our children and of our mothers and fathers, our loved ones, whomever they will accept from us like this. And this is by understanding clearly, by understanding clearly. There are some benefits here that I recall, one of them from Shaykh al-Fawzan, Hafidhullahu ta'ala, about this affair. And he mentioned that if removing the harm, any of the physical harm, is from the lowest level of faith, and it's a branch from the branches of faith, how about the one who removes the harm from the path to Allah, who removes the shirk from the path of the believers, and who removes the innovation from the path of the believers, and removes the sins, and he clarifying these affairs. Because just as there is a physical path that we go upon, there's a spiritual path. Likewise, it's called as-sirat al-mustaqim. And that's the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if this is a branch of faith, and he removing that harm from the physical path, how about those who remove the harm from the spiritual path? Clarifying the falsehood of shirk and its different aspects and avenues and how it occurs and how it could be dealt with and how it could be treated. And it's different levels and branches likewise, and disbelief as well, and innovation, clarifying the innovation to the people and showing them clearly that this is contrary to the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, removing those attachments from their hearts, and so that they can go straight to Allah. They're on a path blocked and stopped on their path to Allah, just like somebody is going down the road. There's something in the road, he's blocked, he can't get by. Somebody comes and moves for him, jazakallah khair, now he's moving on the path. Likewise, these people on their path to Allah, many of them, they're stopped by shirk and calling on the graves and swearing by the graves and the awliya. So they claim in the likes like this, or with their innovations. Their innovations are stopping them on their path to Allah. The innovations don't lead to Allah. The innovations do not bring one close to Allah, even if they strive hard. The harder they strive, the further they get away from Allah, worshipping Allah with innovation. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ مَنْ أَمِرَ أَمَرًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدٌّ فُهْرَدٌّ. Whoever does a deed that's not in accordance to our deen, our sunnah, then it will be rejected. So therefore, those people who remove that, the people of knowledge, they have a great reward. And this is from the greatest aspects of faith. And this is from the greatest aspects of faith. And for this reason, if we refer back to that verse, the verse of Al-Istifa, any of those three levels of inheriting the book. Now that we can see who they are, who has the greatest portion of that inheritance? Who has the highest level of that? We have the Sabiq, we have the Sabiq and the Muqtasid and the Dharim. All of them, they inherited the book. Who has the highest level of Sabiq and the highest level of inheriting the book? Huh? And after, of course, after the prophets and messengers. Sahlakin adaq. Al-ulama. Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. Al-ulama warathatul, the people of knowledge, they have the highest level of that. And yet from the reasons is because they're the ones removing this from the path. They're the ones removing, they're the ones clarifying the path for the people, putting light on the path that leads to Allah, so the people can go straight and they can be safe from harm and safe from danger. So this is a great benefit here. So if removing the harm from the physical path is from iman and from faith, then how about removing the harm from the spiritual path, from the sirat al-mustaqim? And another benefit I remember is from whenever we were in school in Kuliyat al-Hadith. One time, Sheikh Abdul Bari al-Ansari, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he was our teacher. He was our teacher in al-Mustawa al-Thalith, the third semester. He was an excellent teacher. May Allah be pleased with him and preserve him. Sheikh Abdul Bari al-Ansari, he's the son of Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari, the great scholar of Hadith and peer of Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahumullah. He came into the classroom one time and we're all sitting and waiting for him. He comes in and sits down and he went to put his books in the desk and his books will not go on the desk. His books will not go on the desk. So he put his books on the desk and he puts his hands in the desk and he pulls out a bunch of trash. He pulled out a bunch of trash and he said, "Man al ahmaq alladhi wada'a hadhihi az-zubala fi ad-darj?" Who is the idiot who put all this trash in the desk? And he were in a school studying hadith, studying Quran and Sunnah, studying the madhaj of Salaf al-Salih. Jamia al-Islamiyah was placed to spread Salafiyah. And they announced that part. and then somebody's putting trash in the desk. Who was the fool who put the trash in the desk? And then he set his book down, he took it out and threw it away, and then he gave us an admonishment. And he mentioned this narration. He said, if the lowest level of faith is to remove the trash from the path, then how about the fool who puts the trash in the people's path? How about the idiot who throws the trash in the people's path? Some people, this is their reality. We have individuals, and with regards to this low level of faith, some people, they will see the trash and they'll remove it and get a reward from Allah, an increase in faith. Other people, they will see the trash and they don't remove it. They don't remove it. What happens if you don't remove it? It's a test. What happens to your faith if you don't remove it? It doesn't go anywhere. Why not? Because removing this removing the trash is not an obligation of faith. It's not an obligation of faith. So if you do it, you have reward. If you don't do it, you have no blame. Except if it's something very harmful, something that could cause great danger. And somebody could become hurt by way of it if it's not removed. And it's very clear that this is a dangerous affair. This is a thing, like somebody put, there's a tire right there in front of the parking lot, you know, or right there in front of the driveway, and the light's like this, and that somebody might not see you turn the corner and you hit it like this. Now it will become an obligation to do something about that because it's very dangerous. But some light trash or some light affair like this, if one picks it up, for example, a bottle in the masjid, an empty bottle in the middle of the masjid, maybe somebody, he will walk past it, see it, pick it up. Or maybe he'll pass it, remember the hadith, go back and pick it up. What happens to his faith? It increases. But if he sees it and he left it, he said, "Man, I'm in a hurry. Inshallah, somebody else will get it." Does his faith decrease? No, it doesn't decrease because this is not an obligation of faith. This is not an obligation of faith. So this is from kamal al-iman al-mustahab, from the perfection of the faith that is recommended. So if a person does it, his faith will increase, but if he doesn't do it, it will decrease. But what about the third category of these people? There are those who put the trash in the people's way. There are those who put the trash in the people's way. That was the point of the Shaykh. And if the lowest level of faith is to remove it, how about the people who put the trash? They just throw their trash on the floor. They just throw their trash on the floor. They throw their fingernails on the carpet for their brothers to prostrate on. They throw their bottles on the floor and they throw their trash here and there and the likes like this. This is contrary to faith.
This is kind of, if the lowest level of faith is to remove it, then what will we say about the one who throws the trash in the way? He rolls his window down, going down the road, and throws his bag out the window. Throws his trash in the tree. Or he goes to a park and he eats and he pulls his food up and leaves it there and drives off. And this is not a good way. This is not a good way. This is any contrary to what is required. A believer, he will clean up after himself. A believer, he will not leave the earth of Allah, yani, and trash and the likes like this. So this is from the benefits, yani, that I remember, yani, from the people of knowledge with regards to this narration. As for the Shaykh rahimahullah, he has a number of benefits that he clarifies with regards to this. So he says, وَهَذَا صَرِيحٌ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ يَشْمَلُ أَقْوَالَ اللِّسَانِ وَأَعْمَالَ الْجَوَارِحِ وَالْاِتِقَادَاتِ وَالْأَخْلَاقِ وَالْقِيَامَ بِحَقِّ اللَّهِ وَالْإِحْسَانَ إِلَى خَلْقِهِ. So the Shaykh, he says, so now this narration is clear, it's direct, clarifying that al-iman is the statements of the tongue and the actions of the body parts and the creeds and the heart and likewise the manners and establishing the right of Allah and doing good to His creation. This narration clarifies all of this. And he began by summarizing any of this affair, and now he's going to mention a bit of detail. But any, the summarization is beautiful. What does this narration contain? It contains the fact that it's direct in clarifying that iman, it consists of statements of the tongue. Where was that? Qawlu, la ilaha illallah. Amal al-jawarih. Where was that? Imatat al-adha an al-tariq. Wa itiqadat. Al-itiqadat. Qawlu la ilaha illallah. Qawl al-qalbi, la ilaha illallah. Wal-akhlaq. Huh? Al-haya, al-haya. Khulukun azim. Haya, shyness, bashfulness. Is a great, noble manner of the heart that proceeds from that every good and noble conduct. Every good and noble conduct. So the akhlaq is from وَحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ الْقِيَامِ بِحَقِّ اللَّهِ قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَيَاءُ. The one who is shy, he's going to establish the right of Allah. The one who has shyness and bashfulness and modesty and chastity, he will be shy to fall short in performing the obligations. And he will feel very shy to perpetrate the prohibitions. So therefore, this is establishing the right of Allah. And likewise, that statement, la ilaha illallah, and what it means and what it requires and necessitates. Al-ihsan ila khalqi, and doing good to his creation. Where is that at? Imatat al-adha an al-tariq, removing the harm from the path. Removing the harm from the path. And it's mentioned even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I remember now a narration that there was a believer, he seen something in the road. He seen some shoke or something any harmful in the road. And he said, I'm not going to leave this in the path of the believers for somebody to get hurt. And he removed it. And Allah forgave him for his sins. And he, because of sincerity and doing good to the creation of Allah and having love for the believers. That's from loving for your brother, what you love for yourself. Nobody would like to come down the road and run into something. Trip over something, slip on something, fall into something, and the likes like this. So the fact that somebody would clarify that and remove that for them while they didn't even know, alhamdulillah, this is a great benefit and a good deed pleasing to Allah, and it's from al-Iman. It's from al-Iman. This is the point. Ahsan. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. So now the Shaykh is going to clarify a bit of detail. فَجَمَعَ فِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ بَيْنَ أَعْلَاهُ وَأَصْلِهِ وَقَائِدَتِهِ وَهُوَ قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ اعْتِقَادًا وتألها وإخلاصا لله وبين أدناه وهو إماطة العذم والشوكة وكل ما يؤذي عن الطريق. So the author, he mentioned rahimahullah, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this narration, he has gathered between mentioning the highest level of faith and the foundation and the fundamental of faith, and that is the statement la ilaha illallah. The statement la ilaha illallah, he says i'tiqadan wa ta'alluhan wa ikhlasan lillah. The statement la ilaha illallah with creed and with servitude and submission, love and surrender, and with sincerity for the sake of Allah. I'tiqadan meaning yani aqidah, that it's a creed in his heart. He says la ilaha illallah with his heart, he means it. Ta'alluhan yani ta'abudan, that is with love and submission and humbleness and servitude and humility, wa ikhlasan, making it pure and sincere for Allah alone. Gathering between this, wa bayna adnahu, and also its lowest level, and that is to remove the bone or something that is the bones or the thorn and everything that is harmful from the path or from the way. فَكَيْفَ بِمَا فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْإِحْسَانِ. So what do you think which is better than that? And if that low level That's the lowest level of faith. Then what do you think greater than that? Greater than that from doing good. If doing this good, removing some harm from the path of a person, is considered faith, then how about somebody who does something greater to them than that? He's even kinder and nicer to the creation than that. And he will have an even greater reward. He will have even a higher level of faith, a higher branch of faith. Any in this manner. So a point here is doing good to the creation is from the branches of faith, and some of them are higher than others. So a person, he can reach a high level of faith by doing good to the creation, like rectifying between parties. He can have the level of al-qa'im as-sa'im, al-qa'im, the one who stands all night in prayer and fast all day, by having rectifying the disputes, and likewise the one who has good manners. He has the same promise to reach that high level. To reach that high level by doing good to the people. By doing good to the people. So then he says, وَذَكَرَ الْحَيَاءَ وَذَكَرَ الْحَيَاءَ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ لِأَنَّ الْحَيَاءَ بِهِ حَيَاةُ الْإِيمَانِ. He said that now the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned here الحياء, bashfulness, chastity, shyness. حياء is one of those words, and we translate it to mean all these different meanings, because it includes all of these meanings: to be shy, to be bashful, to be modest, to be chaste. And the foundation of that is haya'u min Allah. Is that haya'u min Allah. So the point of the author, he's trying to say now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us that iman is 70 some odd branches. But he chose the highest level and the lowest level, and then he chose haya' to mention. He didn't choose like raja' also is a branch from faith, and khawf is a branch from faith, tawakkul is a branch from faith, and so on and so forth. There are many, many branches. Why did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam choose al-haya'? Chastity, modesty, shyness, bashfulness. The author, he says, Allah knows best, because al-haya is, by way of it, is the life of iman. Because the word al-haya'u, which means chastity or bashfulness, shyness, modesty, it comes from the same root as al-hayatu, al-hayat, al-hayat, which is life. So he's saying, Wallahu a'lam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose this one to mention, because in this manner the iman comes to life. With shyness and with modesty and bashfulness and chastity, the faith comes to life. The faith comes to life. Rather, the faith, al-haya wa al-imanu wa al-haya, they're coupled together. Like this, qurina jami'an, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha rufiya ahaduhuma, rufiya al-akhar. If one of them goes, the other one goes along with it. So likewise, according to the haya, the amount of haya in one's heart would determine the amount of faith he has likewise. The amount of faith he has likewise. A person, he has to have a minimum level of haya, yani from Allah, that he would perform the obligations and he would avoid the prohibitions. This is an obligation of faith. So there's a type of haya that he'll be shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he would neglect the obligations and not do them. He would not perform, or that he would commit the prohibitions and he would perpetrate them. And yeah, this is an obligation to be shy from that. And then there's high levels, higher and higher and higher, of al-haya, of al-haya. So the point is that the author is saying, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions chastity or shyness, bashfulness, because, and Allah knows best, that this is the means for the life of faith. The faith comes to life in this manner. وَبِهِ يَدَعُ الْعَبْدَ كُلَّ فِعْلٍ قَبِيحٍ كَمَا بِهِ يَتَحَقَّقُ كُلُّ خُلُوقٍ حَسَنٍ. And by way of al-haya, chastity, modesty, bashfulness, shyness, by way of this affair, then a person, he's able to leave off and stay away from every disgusting action, every lowly and despicable action, and is also a means for him to actualize and to apply and to abide by every noble and good trait and characteristic. And every good trait, a believer is able to establish that by having haya. Haya will carry him to do good and noble deeds, and to have beautiful and beneficial speech. And also it will carry him as well, or prohibit him from all the lowly and despicable manners and traits and conducts. Haya, having haya. Having haya from Allah, and then likewise from the people. That it will carry him to make good statements or be silent. And it will carry him to have lofty and noble conduct and manners when it's strong. And also it will prohibit him from the lowly and foul statements. And it will prohibit him from the lowly and disgusting and despicable actions. And he will be shy. He will be shy from Allah and shy from the creation of Allah. That he will be the cause for some fitna or some troubles. Or that his mouth will speak in a vulgar and a vain manner. And the likes like this. And so this is any secret, and Allah knows best, as he mentioned, for the mention of haya here from these shu'ab, from these branches. So the author, he says, وَهَذِهِ الشُّعَبُ الْمَذْكُورَةُ فِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ هِيَ جَمِيعُ شَرَائِعَ الدِّينِ الظَّاهِرَةُ وَالْبَاطِنَةُ. So these branches that are mentioned in this narration, they are the entire sacred rites of the religion, outwardly and inwardly. The sacred rites, yani, of al-Islam, of the deen, outwardly and inwardly, outwardly and inwardly. So these are the branches of faith. So now the author, he says, هذا وهذا أيضا صريح في أن الإيمان يزيد وينقص بحسب زيادة هذه الشرائع والشعاب واتصاف العبد بها أو عدمه. Also, this is direct as well, clarifying that iman increases and decreases according to the increase of these legislations, I mean that for the performance of these legislative rites, and likewise these branches, and whether or how well one is described with them or not. And the one who is described with these branches in the best manner, and with more branches, and in a better manner, the one who his tree is alive in a greater manner, and flourishing and thriving more, then he will have a greater portion of faith than the one who has the tree of faith, but its branches are deficient, and the likes. We understand the point of the author. So this narration here is clear, any of the issue likewise, that iman increases and decreases. And even there is even more clear any point here in the narration directly. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, أَعْلَاهَا وَأَدْنَاهَا. Its highest branch and its lowest branch. So if there is a high branch, that means there's one lower than it. If there's a lower branch, that means that there's one higher than it. And then in between there is higher and higher and higher, and it's climbing up to its highest point. So therefore, it increases and decreases. All these branches are not one level. All these branches are not one level. This is clear. And because there are some things, if the branch goes, the whole faith goes. Huh? The statement, La ilaha illallah, for example. If that goes, then the whole tree goes. If the salat goes, the whole tree goes. Huh? But for example, if the shyness goes, what happens? The whole faith goes, mutlaq al-iman goes. Oh, al-iman al-mutlaq goes. And now he comes into mutlaq al-iman, and his faith is deficient accordingly. Like, what if removing the harm goes? Nothing goes. his faith, any, it stays. So this is the case, that there are branches that if they go, the whole the tree goes, and there are branches that if it goes, then the tree weakens, and there are branches that if it goes, alhamdulillah, the tree is still good. The tree is still good. We understand that. So the faith is levels in different categories and ranks. So the Shaykh, he says, وَمِنَ الْمَعْلُومِ أَنَّ النَّاسَ يَتَفَاوَتُونَ فِيهَا تَفَاوَتًا كَثِيرًا فَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَا يَزِيدُ وَلَا يَنْقُسُ فَقَدْ خَالَفَ الْحِسَّ مَعَ مُخَالَفَتِهِ لِلنُّسُوسِ الشَّارِعِ كَمَا تَرَى. So therefore, it's very well known that the people, they vary a great variance, that they vary in these affairs, and in the performance of these branches. In the performance of these affairs and being described with these descriptions, they vary a great variance. So therefore, whoever claims that iman, it does not increase and it does not decrease, then verily he has opposed any that which is tangible, and one he has opposed reality, that which can be seen directly. And likewise, along with that, he has opposed the text of the legislator, yani meaning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just as you see. So then he says, Rahimahullah, وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ وَالْإِيمَانَ فِي حَدِيثِ جِبْرِيلَ أَمَشْهُورٌ حَيْثُ سَأَلُهُ جِبْرِيلُ بِحَضْرَةِ الصَّحَابَةِ عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ فَقَالَ أَنْ تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدْرِ. And likewise, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he has mentioned al-Islam and al-Iman in the Hadith of Jibreel, which is famous, in the famous Hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam. Whenever Jibreel alayhi salam, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the presence of the companions radiyallahu anhum, he asked him about iman, and he said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you believe in Allah and his angels and his books and his messengers, and in the last day, and in the decree. So the Shaykh, he says, فَفَسَّرَ الْإِسْلَامَ بِالشَّرَائِعِ الْخَمْسِ الظَّاهِرَ لِأَنَّهُ كَمَا تَقَدَّمَ إِذَا قُرِنَ بِالْإِيمَانِ غَيْرُهُ فُسِّرَ الْإِيمَانُ بِمَا فِي الْقَلْبِ من الأقاعد الدينية والإسلام أو الأعمال الصالحة بالشرائع الظاهرة. أما عند الإطلاق إذا أطلق الإيمان فقد تقدم أنه يشمل ذلك أجمع. So now the Shaykh is commenting on this hadith or this portion of the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he interpreted al-Islam in this narration. He interpreted al-Islam in this narration as the five outward legislative actions. The five outward legislative actions. We understand what he's referring to? The hadith of Jibreel. What did he say to him, alayhi salam? Akhbirni an al-Islam. Akhbirni an, inform me about Islam. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Al-Islam? An tashhada an la ilaha illallah. Wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Wa tuqima salata. Wa tu'tiya zakata. Wa tusuma Ramadan. Wa tuhujja al-bayta in istata'ta ilayhi sabila. He mentioned that he described Islam as these five outward actions. These five outward legislative actions and rights of al-Islam. And now the Shaykh, he says, but just as has preceded, whenever iman is coupled with other than iman, then iman is interpreted to mean that which is in the heart from the religious creeds. And al-Islam, or the righteous actions, is interpreted to mean the outward sacred rites of al-Islam that are performed outwardly. As for whenever al-iman is mentioned in absolute sense, alone, by itself, then it will include all of that just as has proceeded. Just as has proceeded. We understand this part. We understand this part. So in here, Ad-Iman, the point here is to clarify that from the interpretation of Ad-Iman is that it is to believe in Allah and to believe in the angels and to believe in the books and to believe in the messengers and to believe in the last day and to believe in the decree. What part of Iman is this? This is the foundation. This is the foundation. Asluha thabit. This is the foundation. This is what where the branches they proceed from. Where the branches they proceed from. So here Iman was mentioned coupled with Islam. So Iman is referring to these affairs and Islam is referring to the actions of the deen. As for whenever one of them is mentioned alone, then the meaning includes the other. That the meaning includes the other. So now the Shaykh, he says, وَفِي صَحِحَيْنِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And also in the Sahihain, from the Hadith of Anas, رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, not one of you believes until I am more beloved to him than his parents and his child, and to all of the people, and to the people altogether, and to the people altogether. What do we see in this narration here? We'll start from the principles. La yu'minu. We have the word iman. Iman is being negated. Here we have iman being negated. What is the principle when iman is being negated? When will iman be negated? Either it's negating the origin of faith, or it's negating the obligatory faith. And so, therefore, it will be negated if there is a commandment that is left off. If there's a commandment that is left off, or if there's a prohibition that is perpetrated. So then we understand from this that the thing that is negated, you need to perform that. Or is an obligation of faith. Is an obligation of faith. The faith will not be complete, will not be perfect, will not be good except by having this thing. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, La yu'minu ahadukum. So which type of faith is intended here? La yu'minu ahadukum. Any the mutlaq al-iman, aw al-iman al-wajib, aw al-iman al-mustahab. Which faith is being negated? Al-iman al-wajib. Who says that what is negated here is mutlaq al-iman? The khawarij. Their understanding here. La yu'minu ahadukum. So he's not a believer then. But what is intended is not the foundation of faith, but rather what is intended is the perfection of faith, is the completion of faith, fulfilling the rights and the obligations of faith. And so therefore, the interpretation, la yu'minu ahadukum, yani imanan kamilan.
لا يكمل إيمان أحدكم. That's the meaning. حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That not one of you truly believes. That's the meaning. Or not one of you has completed his faith. Not one of you is a believer who has perfected his faith or completed the obligations of faith until I'm more beloved to him than his parents and his child and to the people altogether. And to the people altogether. We understand the narration? So therefore, to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than one's parent and more than one's child and more than all of mankind altogether, and likewise everything else in creation as well, from the wealth and from the money likewise. To love the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam more is an obligation of faith. So somebody, the one who puts the preference of that which they love before that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded, then he has a deficiency in that faith. He has a deficiency in that faith. The one who worships Allah upon ignorance or upon misguidance or upon innovation, he has a deficiency in that faith. Because loving the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam requires to believe in everything that he said, and requires to comply to everything that he has commanded, and to avoid and leave off everything that he has prohibited sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to worship Allah only and restrictively according to his sunnah and his way, and to take him as a role model besides everybody else. To take him sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a role model on all affairs besides everybody else, and to make the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam the scale for affairs. How do I have my hair? How do I have my clothes? What kind of money do I get? What is my occupation? What do I want to be in the future? All of these affairs, what is the scale for that? How do I deal with my wife? How does she deal with her husband? How should I treat my children? What are the rights of the son? What are the rights of the husband? What are the rights of the wife? What are the rights of the daughter? All of these affairs. What can I say? What can I not say? What should I do with my eyes? All of these are being clarified in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's the scale for that. He's the scale for that. If you ever differ about anything, you return it back to him. The author, rahimahullah, is going to begin clarifying a wonderful point now about faith. So he says, فَأَقْبَرَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنُّهُ لَا يَتِمُّ إِمَانُ عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يُقَدِّمَ مَحَبَّتَهُ عَلَى مَحَبَّتِ أَحَبِّ الْخَلْقِ إِلَيْهِ. And he said, rahimahullah, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has informed now that the faith of a slave, a person's faith, will not be complete until he puts the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first and above and forward before the love of the most beloved creation to him. And he is, it's normal and created and ingrained in a person that he loves his parents and that he loves his child. And there's also people from mankind that he loves, that it's a natural love. And this has proceeded in the ayat of al-mahabbah thamaniya, that it's allowed to love these things. But where is the prohibition and where is the dangerous affair? To show preference to the love of those things over the love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now the author, he's giving us the key and the means to test this affair. He says, وَعَلَامَةُ ذَٰلِكَ إِذَا تَعَرَضَتِ الْمَحَبَّتَانِ. And the sign of this, the sign of what? The sign that someone loves the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than his child and more than his parents and more than his child and more than all of mankind is whenever there is opposition or composition between the two. The author, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned in this narration that the iman of a person will not be complete until he shows preference and puts forward first the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam over the love of the most beloved of the creation to him. And the sign of that is clear whenever the two loves are in conflict. The sign of that is clear whenever the two loves are in conflict with each other. This love is trying to precede that love, and that love is trying to precede this love. There's the two loves come together. One of them is going to go forward. Which one is it going to be? The sign now of this affair comes at this time. He's saying, rahimahullah ta'ala, فَإِنْ قَدَّمَ مَا يُحِبُّهُ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْإِيمَانِ وَإِلَّا فَهُوَ نَاقِصُ الْإِيمَانِ. And if he shows preference at this time, when those loves, the love of the parent, is conflicting with the love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of the child, the son or the daughter, is conflicting with the love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of the spouse, the husband or the wife, is conflicting. The love of the kinsmen, the uncles and the aunts and the relatives, the love of the boss, yani, and the colleague and the worker and the business partner, the love of wealth and prosperity, the love of good in this life, when it's in conflict with the love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sign of that person he completed his faith is that he puts forward the love of Allah, the love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's saying, so if he puts forward the love of the Messenger, then he's truthful in faith. Kana sadiq al-iman. That's a beautiful word. Sadiq al-iman. This is a word we should all hope for. We will all hope that we will be sadiq al-iman, that you're truthful in faith. From the conditions of the of iman, of la ilaha illallah, as-sidq. From the greatest sidq, as-sidq ma'allah, to be truthful with Allah, to be truthful in one's faith, to be truthful in one's shahada, testifying there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, testifying that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, the one at this time who shows preference to the love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it's conflicting with these beloved affairs, then he is sadiq with iman, then he's truthful in his faith. What is this? What is the description of Ismail alayhi salam? Wadhkur fi kitabi Ismail. Innahu kana? Huh? Rasul al-Nabiyya. Huh? Kana? Rasul al-Nabiyya. Wa kana ya'muru ahlahu bis salati wa zakati? Huh? Wa kana? Indihi? Inda rabbihi? Mardiyya. Ayat al ayat. صادق الوعد وكان رسول النبي أحسنت واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد وكان رسول النبي وكان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة وكان عند ربه مرضية. الله أكبر. These are صفات, صفات الإيمان, that he was صادق الوعد, he was truthful in his promise, he is truthful in his promise, and he was truthful in his faith. I promise that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Many, I promise I will not attach my heart to no one with love or submission or servitude or humbleness or trust or reliance or supplication. I will not surrender and submit with obedience and love and humbleness and humility to no one except for you, O Allah. I will not take anyone as a role model. I will not put anyone's statement or action before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the meaning. I bear witness Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. And so to be like Ismail, kana sadiq al-wa'd, and kana sadiq al-iman, he was truthful in his faith, truthful in his covenant, truthful in his promise. That's how he reached his high status and high rank. Likewise, he was tested, as we've seen in the previous class. He was tested with what? With? Huh? With his life. He was tested with his life, with his soul. Your soul is not precious to you? Your soul is not beloved to you? He said, do what you've been commanded, O my father. And he's ready to give his life, literally, his soul, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. It was the command of Allah. He was ready to submit to that. Rather, he submitted to that. Now this is how he reached Sadiq al-Wa'd. Sadiq al-Iman. He's truthful in faith. May Allah make us truthful in faith. So then he says, وَإِلَّا فَهُوَ نَاقِصُ الْإِيمَانِ. And if not, then he's deficient in faith. If he didn't show preference to the love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this time, then he was deficient in faith. كما قال تعالى فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. Just as Allah, he mentioned the Most High, and the meaning is فلا وربك. No, I swear by your Lord. Here we have some amazing affairs. Allah Azza wa Jal, he's swearing by his Lordship, and he's ascribing that to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فلا وربك, يعني يا محمد, no, I swear by your Lord, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يؤمنون. What's that? Nephew? Nephew? Al-Iman. Nephew al-Iman. Negation of faith. So what is negated here? Kamal al-Iman al-Wajib. The completion of the obligatory faith. لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم. Number one. ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت. Number two. وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا. Number three. I swear by your Lord, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they do not believe until they make you a judge in everything that they dispute in amongst themselves, and then they do not find any hardship in their hearts and their souls with regards to that, and they submit and they surrender. And they submit in complete submission and surrender. So the author, he says, Rahimahullah, فَأَقْسَمَ تَعَالَى أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوا رَسُولَهُ صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا يبقى في قلوبهم حرج وضيق من حكمه وينقاد له انقيادا وينشرح لحكمه وهذا شامل في تحكيمه في أصول الدين وفروعه وفي الأحكام الكلية والأحكام الجزئية. So the author, he says, so therefore the Most High, Allah Azza wa Jal, he swore that they do not believe until they make his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a judge, yani a ruler, a judge and everything that they dispute him, and make him a judge and a ruler, and that there will not remain any haraj, any hardship, any tightness, any problem, any issue with regards to the rule of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their hearts, and then they will comply in compliance. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.